guys, and welcome back to Come In and Swallow. And I am your host, Crystal, aka Naughty Dream, aka London, aka Lindsay, Kayla. I just depends on what hair I wear. But the reason why I brought up London is because the person I have in the building today took my name from me.
I didn't take it. I took it.
You took my name. And I, you know what? I give it to you because she is very respected. So
she is.
Before we get into any of that, I have to do my warning, my discretion. No, stop looking at me like that. You know the drill. I do the warning. It's explicit content. Yada, yada, yada. Then we do our shots, right? So this is the Lab Morgan for a little shot, and I brought the special glasses.
I got more of yours.
Because we're celebrating. I purposely brought the bigger glasses. This is more than a shot. This is a couple shots, right?
Really?
Yeah, right? Cheers.
And it's clear.
It is clear. Take it. Swallow it. Go.
It's clear. You're supposed to drink dark. And you drink it all. Okay.
I'm going to insert a lot of ad libs and shit.
Yeah,
right?
She's trying to kill me.
You don't have to take it off. Just like, you know, with penis, you don't have to take it off. One step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we are celebrating. I have Tramina, and I'm going to let you tell your story of who you are.
Goodness. Okay, so I'm Tramina. I'm a writer. I have two books out now.
Oh, so the second one is out now?
Yes.
I thought that was coming out in March.
No, we pushed it up because I have things to do in March.
Okay.
And...
well, congrats.
Thank you. And so, yeah. That's who I am. I'm working on two other books.
Alrighty.
One is about the topic that we're going to discuss.
Okay. So what are the names of your books?
I have This Is the Lie, Volume 1, Welcome to the Family. And then This Is the Lie, Volume 2, Cold War.
And I've read both of them. And I've read the first one way back in 2015.
Yeah.
And I was kind of mad because I got hooked to the characters in 2015. And then when she actually published the book, because she self-published also, it changed. And I was mad. And I really wanted to send an awful email and be like, this is what happens when you have a publisher and author. And you're like, this isn't what I like. Mm-hmm. But because she's my friend and I understand that as a writer, you have to change some things up to make the plot or to make... a second, or you know, you're adding dialect to a story that wasn't really,
it wasn't finished
right
first, the first one I sent you, and it wasn't supposed to come out. This was not even supposed to come out, but somebody told me to just go ahead and do it and see what happens, and that's what I did.
And look, I now have a well-published author friend.
Yes.
You know,
I do all kinds of stuff.
We do. You know, when you look at everything that everybody's accomplished, I'm really, really proud of this circle of friends that I have. We've gone from either high school or meeting on Twitter like we met. Or, you know, college, and everybody went from starting school to having kids to getting married to now owning businesses or doing, you know, finally taking their dreams and becoming accomplished. So I keep telling you, I'm always proud of you.
Thank you.
So today's topic is about side chick mistress. The reason why she and I are friends is because we both were mistresses, side chicks. And we started talking on Twitter. I had not ranted about being a side chick, but just was saying there are some rules to being a good side chick.
Yeah. and then I piggybacked off that and started coming with some rules of my own.
Right.
And that's how we met. Twitter was our
outlet.
Dang, it was the beginning of a wonderful friendship.
It was.
10 years later.
Right.
Fooling around with Twitter.
So I know, but have you ever been a mistress or a side chick?
I wouldn't say a mistress. I was a side chick.
Okay.
Several times.
Why wouldn't you say a mistress?
Because a mistress is something that we don't even relate to, I think. It's easier to say side chick because mainly the dudes that I was dealing with had girlfriends and not wives.
Okay. Well, then I have to say that I've always been a mistress because the majority of the guys that I talk to have had wives.
Okay.
So a lot of times people will be like, you're a side chick. And I'm like, no, these aren't men who had girlfriends. These are men who had real life wives.
Yeah, I only dealt with one who had a real life wife.
In any instance, did they tell you that they were married or had a girlfriend up front?
Yeah, that was part of the engagement. You had to have a girlfriend. Or wife.
Oh,
or
somebody. So this was something that you liked doing. Okay.
You had to be with somebody in order to be with me because I didn't need that distraction or that commitment of being just with you.
Okay.
I needed you to have something else going on. I call you when I need you. You call me when you need me. We get it together.
Okay. Mine was the complete opposite. Like, I was told after the fact, like, oh, I have a wife. Or the wife is contacting me telling me, like, hey, I'm here. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't know about you. It was only until like recently, my last two or three, that they've been upfront and said that they had wives. And like you, I've always just saw it was easier to deal with because I don't have, you're not a responsibility.
Yeah, and I don't need that. I didn't need that issue.
Right.
Everything that the girlfriends and wives was dealing with, I didn't need that.
Right. So would you consider us as having commitment issues because we didn't want to commit to them or still commit?
Yeah, I would say it was. For me, it was a thing with commitment. I didn't want to commit to somebody.
Mine is more abandonment.
And then commitment, it was the fear of having to deal with the drama and then eventually the roles is going to be reversed and I didn't want to be that one who have to look for shit and nah. I wasn't about that life for the longest.
Okay. What made you stay in the relationship?
Honestly, benefits.
What? Always. Oh my God. Those are fucking the greatest perks ever. My first real relationship was a married man. I was 18. He was, did pretty well in life. And I got a phone call fucking February 14th. Damn. You didn't call me February 14th, but it's okay. I got a call February 14th, and he always called me with a private number.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, meet me in Marina Del Rey at this location. Okay, cool. I didn't know it was a Victoria's Secret. We walked in, and he told me to pick whatever I wanted, get whatever I wanted. It was all on him. From that day forward, I never had to worry about shit.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I sucked his dick and fucked him when he wanted. And it was cool because I was still in college. I wasn't concerned with where he was or who he was with. I still got to do me. And I think at that point, that's where I was like, this is what I want.
Yeah, see, for me, I've always dealt with, I was always a drug dealer side chick.
Oh, yeah. In your book, it's placed in a specific hood.
It is.
It's specific. 30s.
Shut up. I only dealt with one over there. And I love him to pieces a little bit. Sometimes it depends on the day. But, yeah, I've always dealt with drug dealers who had girlfriends. And I saw myself as the therapist. You come, you tell me your problems, and we do what we do, and you pay me off, and you're going about your business.
I create a fantasy for you. This is your safe haven. I'm not going to question you on anything. I'm not going to worry. I always say once you enter the threshold of my door, whatever you have going on out there does not happen or get said in here.
Yeah, like your issues that you got with her do not concern me.
Right. I don't give a fuck what goes on at your house.
I don't either. I don't give a fuck about her, your kids, right. Your dog is sick.
Your grandma, your mama.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. Mm-hmm. I just want me.
Were you ever contacted by a wife or a girlfriend?
Okay, so
can we write a book about it?
It's a book coming out called Rules of Engagement, which is the side chick manual. So this story is not in that book, and it won't be in there. So I was dealing with this dude. He had a whole ass wife. He has a son who's the same age as me. He calls me and says, I'm going to take you to dinner, but you're going to act like you with my son. So me and his son is on a date with him and his wife. After dinner, he drops her off, comes back, fucks me, and then goes home to his wife.
Why is that not going to be in a story?
Because I just told the story.
It's still going to be in a book?
Now I'm writing another story. It's so many times that these women done called and I just played my role. Who are you to my man?
I'm just his friend.
I'm a friend, or I say I'm one of his homie friends and right. I was looking for the homie. And nah, it's not my place to blow up your spot.
I've gotten two phone calls, and I can say average, I do pretty good, because out of the men that haven't married, I haven't gotten that many calls. And it's all been of the guy lately, and I think what I did was I fucked around and decided to fuck with a nigga that was younger and didn't understand
the rules of
having a mistress or having a side chick. I think he was used to bitches that he could fuck and just get rid of, and not used to having somebody who was used to the game or know the game. Like, I know I'm not supposed to call you. I know that I'm not supposed, you know, you hit me up, I'm not about to call your wife. I'm definitely not finna blackmail you. I don't got time for that. I got too much shit to lose to play around. And I think the girls that he was fucking with didn't understand. So the bitch called and was like, well, I'm fucking with him, and this is my phone now. And I was just like, okay, have a great day. Okay. My nigga, like, that's not.
And I would never understand the, okay, because I could talk about it from both sides of the fence. Where you call your dude side chick, and that bitch has the ammunition to tell you everything.
Right.
And I done had a bitch tell me he ate my pussy while I was on my period. Bitch, wait a minute, what? Like, I just asked him this morning, right. Bitch, and you tell
like,
me.
I know all the things that this nigga like doing. Yeah, I'm doing like, the freaky shit that you not doing, because that's why he over here.
And that's the one shit I was like, after that point, nah, I would never put myself in a position to call another bitch about a nigga.
No, you not.
I don't give a fuck who
you know is. Your place. It also mine goes off security and insecurity. You fucking with me for a reason. I'm not going through your phone. I'm not checking nothing. I did have a crazy moment recently where I was a little looking, and then I was like, you know what? This is not you.
Yeah. Like they say, don't look for shit.
So I don't do the whole look through phones, because I realized I ain't shit. I've never been shit, and the niggas that I attract ain't shit. So you gonna do the shit you did, and I'm gonna do this shit that I was doing. And as long as we can be conjoined in a happiness, and you're not bringing none of that shit to my house, then we fine.
As long as I can get some dick, we good.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck what else goes on. As long as you come over here and fuck me, we all right. Bye.
All right, so this episode is a lot shorter than most of our episodes, only because I'm trying to see something. I realize that you guys don't like long videos. You don't like long podcasts. So we're going to make this one shorter. 15 minutes. Yeah, I'm running on my 15-minute mark. So again, I'm Crystal, the owner of Naughty Dreams. You can find me at Naughty Dreams_ on Instagram, Twitter. You can find the podcast at Come In and Swallow Podcast _ under each of those things. I feel my shot now. I got hot. my face got red too. You can find the website, NaughtyDreams.com, and Tremina, I forced. I'm one of those good friends. You do something, I'm going to force you to do it.
It was by force.
It was by force.
And I don't like it.
So I forced her to come up with a Facebook page, an Instagram page. You did the Twitter page?
Yes.
Okay.
I am everywhere. Where I am, I am that Tramina Carew. And Tramina Presents. And you can find that on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Did you do the Pinterest?
Pinterest, everywhere.
I was up late, just sending her stuff like, are you on here? Are you on here? You haven't changed your bio. Change your link.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're not the only person I do that. I have another friend I met at school, and I was like, your link to your YouTube isn't in your bio.
And
you're not doing something.
You don't need to do that to people. I don't like it.
But how else are you going to do it if you don't have somebody pushing? That means I'm in your corner. I care for you. I need other people to be on your page.
I don't like it because that means I have to post more, and I don't like posting on these social networks, as you know.
I know. And I don't like posting either, and I think a lot of people.
If it wasn't for this book, I wouldn't be on there. Period.
If it wasn't for Naughty Dreams being attached to my Facebook, I wouldn't be on Facebook.
I wouldn't do it at all.
Period. But it was great having you.
Oh, thank you.
Have you again when, because I'm mad, I kind of timed this, so I'd be like, yeah, her book is releasing in March, but it's out already.
Yes, it's out. And you can buy it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And
so
then
you're
we're
sending
also
me those links.
Yes, and we're also working on Rules of Engagement, the Side Chick Manual.
Yes,
which is set to come out in June.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. June.
So you'll be back shortly, so we can talk about that one, or I can just save this for that one.
Hey, whichever one works.
Okay. All right. And that's the end of our show.